CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com. And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you as this, we're in the new month of October. It's a beautiful day here in Johannesburg as we go across South Africa and the world. My name is Alan Ford. This is Spotlight on CliffCentral.com. It is good to be with you. Lots of fun things happening in the show today. We've got some cool stuff. There'll be lots of singing, lots of music, lots of action. Cast of Rock of Ages is in the studio. We're going to have a great chat to them about this phenomenal new production that opened at the Teatro this weekend. So we've got some of the great guys in the studio, including Josh Ansley, Matthew Cunahan, Chatty Maddie's in studio. It's always fun to have Matt to play with my little person. Always good. JP Rousseau, Alexander Girard. Exactly. And Natasha van der Merwe, and good friends to the station. We'll chat to them. We're also going to talk about the Spa Wine Show. We'll talk to a guy called Andre Morgenthal, who's from the Old Vine Project. Not wine, our Old Vine Project. Just Teddy Confectioneries will be coming into studio, and his debut single happened last week. His name is John Sonole, and we've got him up throughout the show. So it's good to be with you. I hope that you're having a gorgeous day. On the line, I want to open with one of the lead stars in Rock of Ages. He does rock the stage. He's rocked stages across the world, actually, with his band Vonneboom. And it's Sito. Welcome to the show, Sito.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. You rocked that stage. Did you love it?
Are we talking about Rock of Ages?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would hope so. Sito, can I just tell you something? So the interesting thing is that you play a role of an older rock star. And of course, there's an up-and-coming rock star in Josh Ansley. Here's the question. Do you feel like an old rock star?
You know what?
It's a big
question. I know I should, but I don't. I think rock and roll keeps me young in many ways. And I still get up to the same old shenanigans that I did 20 years ago. But yeah, I think when I look at the rest of the cast, I do feel old.
Nah, I'm only kidding. Sito, tell me something. So, Percy, when we look at your career, Percy, how is Vonneboom, and where are you performing, and what's happening there?
We're still rocking, 23 years and counting. We've never stopped the machine. We still record, we still release. We've got our latest music video featuring Angela Killian for a song called Hell, which came out a couple of months ago, off our latest album, Rising Sun. So we're still very busy. We're still gigging and touring and all that kind of thing. We're doing Prime Fest on Saturday. Vonneboom still sort of keeps me busy in many ways.
And of course, you know, doing Prime Fest, getting out there, has rock changed for you?
You know, when we started off 23 years ago, the rave scene kicked in. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, talk about bad timing. Mm-hmm. But the thing about rock is it becomes popular and then it becomes unpopular and then it becomes popular again. And that's why I really appreciate the show, Rock of Ages. It's weird. It's like it's come in a place when we actually need rock back in our scene again, and I think it's a good thing, you know.
Sito, it was great seeing you on stage, and I mean, I know you've probably done other things in between this. I could be wrong, but I remember seeing you in Jesus Christ Superstar as Jesus, and I remember thinking at the time, hell, Jesus got a lot of tattoos, okay, which is quite cool, okay, and I thought that was a phenomenal role and interpretation of Jesus, but I've just got to say that I think that when you look at this particular role and this particular cast and this particular show, wow, it's electric, it doesn't stop for one second, obviously a very different role, but also the way you perform the songs, because this just is hectic compared to that particular production.
Oh, yes, chalk and cheese. Mm. Thank you. I really love the show, and I think that the pace of the show is like, it's astounding. The way it just, everybody, there's like all these layered stories, and we, you know, the beat doesn't drop for a minute. And my particular role as Stacey Jacks is really, really fun to do. I think a lot of people think I am like that anyway. But
that was going to be my question. What are the similarities?
I think with regards to stage performance, maybe. But you know, it's really fun being this real asshole off stage too. You know. Mm. I'm having lots of fun because I'm not really like that.
No, not at all. Actually, for people that
are quite shy and stuff.
You really are, and I'm not trying to be funny. You're a very sweet human being. He's a lekker oak, really. I'm not being funny. For years, you've seen within the Lady Awards and all the openings, and like, there's Sita, like, such not a rock. You're not an arrogant rock star, which most, nothing wrong with it. A lot of rock stars are arrogant people, but I mean, you're just not, which I think is really, really cool. We look forward. Prime Fest is this weekend. It's going to rock. And of course, I can't wait to see more of you on this particular stage. Come into studio sometime. Let's play some Vonneboom.
Yeah, man, that'd be amazing. Thank you. Yeah.
And you always get good stuff when you come here. You get vouchers for massages and things. So that's what entice
that's
you.
Cool.
Not from me. No, listen, I don't massage.
You don't go to a massage parlor.
Okay,
well,
you go to a day spa. That's where you go. So we'll get into that. Sita, well done for rocking the stages. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, man.
And we want to get you.
And hi to my fellow colleagues there.
They're in studio. Yeah.
Hey,
Tito.
Hey.
Yay.
Just so confusing.
I love it. And that's the one and only Sita from Vonneboom, and he is one of the leads in the phenomenal show Rock of Ages. Thank you for joining us there. So in studio, welcome to the show. Hello, Josh Hansley.
Hello.
How are those notes, Josh?
Yeah, they're high. Eh?
They're high.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You did how many opening night? The opening, let's say, premiere performance was Sunday night, and so you had performed quite a lot of shows before that. All you guys.
Last week was a very heavy week for all of us. Hey?
Hectic
for all of us.
And then of course you've got to tweak, so you've got to come in and you've got to.
Yeah.
And I love Jacob van Rensburg, but really, I don't know, he's such a driving, like a...
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. He did much better than I did. All right. So, guys, welcome into studio. Well done. To me, the show was phenomenal on a number of levels. I saw it at the Lyric Theatre, and I thought to myself when I saw it at the Lyric Theatre that I loved it, but I didn't really get it completely, and then, because I'd never seen the movie. And then... all of a sudden, I still haven't seen the movie, but I loved this show. I loved the way this... I'm not saying anyone was bad in the last one. Anyone was great, but I just thought, wow, it was another level. I thought, like, Zach Hendricks took it to... Okay, like, Craig O'Barney's consistent. I mean, he's like, nuts, it's Craig. But his animation with his face on stage is just ridiculous. Mm. Okay? And I thought that you topped it. You all topped it. I mean, I thought it was just overall... it just... was brilliant. Is it great to play an up-and-coming rock star? You are one, but
it's really cool. It's really cool. I like Drew. He's a little naive, I guess. He's excited. Also, his dream is kind of waning a bit, so when Sherry arrives on the scene and sort of reignites his dreams, you know, it's a cool character arc.
Now, it's early in the morning. We've got to start the show. He brings in his guitar. I've got the team. Yeah. Hi, Natasha van der Merwe. How you doing?
I'm well, and you, Mr.
Ford? How was Chicago, darling?
Fabulous, thank you.
How was the Chinas?
Well, the Chinas, but that was a while back. We've now just come back from the Europe.
Yes, the Europe.
Yeah, but that was amazing.
Some people said there were some strange places in China.
Yes, no,
strange
I mean...
strange food.
Strange food, strange places, but... you know, it's such a great experience. Mm. A lot of people have mixed emotions about China, but I think it really is one of those cliche things where you have make the most of it. But it's hard. It's hard to be in a country you understand nothing. Everything just looks like lines and stripes. And you might, you think you're putting on moisturizer and it's actually toothpaste. But you know what? You live and you learn. And it was great.
Okay. Great. Welcome to the show, Natasha. Good to have you. Alexander... do it for me.
Alexandra Girard.
Yeah, Alexandra Girard. Beautiful, I love
her
it.
Her French is magnificent.
I know.
Well,
I know.
you did Cats in French.
I did.
Okay, I mean, that's unbelievable in Paris.
I did for a year in Paris, yes.
And you've travelled the world and done wonderful things.
I have.
Are you enjoying the show?
I'm loving the show. It's the first time doing a rock show. So it's,
is it?
Yeah.
Is it,
it's been great.
Is it
so different to what I'm used to doing?
Tell me how.
I think I'm more used to classical musicals, and it's been so much fun to just rock it and have a big jowl and a big party on stage.
And a big wig.
And a big wig.
Oh, yes.
Huge
the wigs
wig
are cool,
that.
Eh?
She's like a lioness, this one.
Yeah, you get that big blonde one.
I got that huge blonde one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pig Bundy-ish.
Yeah.
If you remember the pig, won't you? But yeah, that's just... No, so, okay. And JP Rousseau, also did you, Afrikaanse mens?
Yes.
And
of ja, ik moet zeggen ja.
You can say it. And are you loving this?
This show has been literally a jewel from the beginning to the end. Like, we arrive at rehearsals every day and it is a circus.
Yeah,
it's literally a circus every day, but so much fun.
The show doesn't stop. The energy is insane.
No, it doesn't stop.
I mean, I don't know
once.
how you're doing two shows Saturdays, two shows. Your opening was after a weekend run of what, five shows? It's Friday,
yes.
Two on Saturday, two on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it's and it, that energy is good. I think I must join a production like this. It sounds like good weight loss. Seriously.
You don't have time to eat. Yeah.
Actually, that reminds me, because you were running in between two shows and I saw you run and you were
to
like,
go get food.
Must get food.
We only had like a half an hour or like 45 minutes and like you've seen people that you know.
Right past me, I'm like, okay, cool. The guy's hungry, obviously. Because yeah. Okay, I mean, there's no. Okay, so that's why. Panto's, though, harder, I think.
Yeah.
The exercise.
It's actually interesting you ask. Yes, Panto's triple show Saturdays, which is actually now done away with, but that in terms of you are there your whole day, but but for me in terms of this actual show, I'm busier than a panto that I've done in the past.
Your Regina's all over the stage.
She's crazy.
Your Regina is a very interesting character, because you start off as the mayor's secretary, then you become a protester, but then you're in a stripper as well somewhere in it.
Well, yes,
which
so
I love. But I mean, she's different characters. I know that you
yeah. Well, Regina stays the same person, so she works for the mayor as well as as any other Regina. She's just taking the stand to save the strip, but then she plays Destiny, the stripper. Yes, and that's where, like, as Zach often breaks the fourth wall, I get to break the fourth wall when they call her on.
Yes, and
and I'm now changing for my life again. So yes,
what a role, eh?
It's a great role. It's so much fun. Yeah,
who's most on stage? I think you and Josh. Yeah, I think you're on.
I think it's Tash and Zach.
Mm-hmm. And Zach, of course. Zach doesn't leave that.
But can I just say,
and I can't wait to have Zach and Craig in studio. But just coming back to Zach. Zach Hendricks, a well-known South African actor from stage and from the TV screens and film. Thank God he is a bouncing Jelly Bean in life, because sure, he fits into that role, because he is all that energy in life.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
by the way, if you come across his donkey farm, I'm serious, I did a whole show. You know he's got a donkey farm.
Yes, we were there on the farm.
I'm telling you, if you're his fan, it was the most interesting thing. As they opened that donkey milk farm and
donkey dairy,
and I took Ruta Landman, and we went to go and film a sequence there. Yeah,
yes.
It was just fascinating. And I used that donkey cream. It was a bit weird initially, but yeah. Seriously. I know, when I said that to someone, they thought there was some rude underlining thing. I don't know. You know, people. On that note, let's have some music in the studio. This is CliffCentral.com. Josh, what are we going to play?
All right, it was Tasha's idea to play this song.
Really?
Well, what's the song?
Who's singing it? Are we all going to sing at the same time?
I think let's open.
Let's sing it.
Let's open with everybody singing.
What song is it? Is it the one you sang?
No, we were singing it just now. Okay.
Good old favorite.
But is it it's from the show?
No.
Okay, so it's not from the show. No. So
this is just a warm up.
This is a warm up because I want to do Oh Sherry.
That's
really
cool.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's take it away. This is CliffCentral.com.
5, 6. Well, you done me, and you bet I felt it. I tried to be chill, but you so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I beckon it to get my turn to win. Some will learn, some
but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm yours.
doom. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find that
love, 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 love.
I love it.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been spending way too much time taking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass. So I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
Brilliant. Yay! I loved it. Well done. Well done.
Thanks, Josh, for the BBs. I mean, the
you
guitar.
Did you guys rehearse that?
Well done. That was really cool. Now, in the show, Josh. Matthew Cunahan's going to get very jealous. But Matthew, Josh is going to be my new plaything. Seriously, I'm going to bring you. Look, come here. How you, boy?
Oi.
Hello, Maddie.
Hello, Ellie.
How you, boy?
Good news.
I've missed you. So, you know that my first presenter was, co-presenter was Sumizi. Congratulations on his wedding.
Yes.
Then you left me in the lurch to go and teach.
Yeah.
Now you're like a famous person, going to be doing stuff with a top company. Yeah. And then Nathan Rowe left me to go and do, by the way, don't miss the show, at the Fugard.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And now you're back to say, how's it today?
How's it?
How you doing? It looks very cool, eh?
My little
chatty Maddie. So, are you loving being in the show?
I'm having the best time playing a camp German. What more could one want to do?
I've got to tell you, you look very cute in your outfit and your mankini. Is it a mankini? What do they call it?
Mankini.
I loved it.
That he blinged himself.
I blinged it myself.
Tell me.
I really did.
He put all the sequins on him.
Please, will you take photos? I want for our listeners to see. From around the country, of course, you know, you're not going to go to Durban.
No.
But they've got to see you out.
What, in my mankini?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Because I could sell you.
If you wear one, I'll take a picture with you.
But you know I would wear one.
So. I know you would.
Sure, is this exchange for how many massages?
How don't you know? We often massage each other. You never know.
Aye.
Matthew, behave yourself. Go and sit back on the chair. Okay. Love Matthew. All right. Now, but now, on that note, sorry, look, Josh is blushing completely. JP just fell off his chair.
Gone.
Sita went to the Bund or something else. If you just joined us, my name is Alan Ford. It's good to have you. We've got the cast of Rock of Ages in studio here on clipcentral.com. And so, Josh, because that Sherry, you love this girl, Sherry. We had them on a couple of weeks ago. And brilliant. It's so interesting because Natasha, you teach at Stageworks.
I did.
Then John, who we're going to chat to in a moment, John Sonoli, whose song, his debut single, I'm Just a Boy, is rocking the market at the moment. He's from Stageworks.
That's correct.
With Gemma and Matt Marinas. Then Jessica
Driver
is also a student of Stageworks.
Baby, yes.
I'm loving that. It's, you know, 20 years ago, there wasn't a place for young people. They had soccer clinics and Baker's Cricket Clubs, and we all had to choir it. But there was no place where you could do performing arts as a young person. And it's great to see people coming from places like Stageworks and, of course, Anton and Nathan's place in the Cape, coming through the ranks.
Mm. Well, there's...
So cool.
Yeah. Waterfront Theatre School's been around, though, so that's been...
Which you went to,
in Cape Town, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. And then, obviously, Anton and
Dwayne. But the young people used to go there?
No, it's part-time school, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's for 3 years
old. Joburg's never had that.
No, Joburg's.
We had packed, I think, if we had anything.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Cape Town was lucky, but Joburg now, we've got...
It's amazing.
Jem and Matt are doing some great work, so...
And it's good to see that... People are coming up through the ranks.
Yes, yes.
It's nice to see the talent that was young and then identified and now being groomed and molded to now release debut albums and do leads on the stage and go across as dance captain. But you were a teacher there. I mean, it's amazing to see the talent as a teacher.
Well, thank you.
And how it comes up.
I've been lucky enough to get the opportunity to teach there, and I've worked with, there was a certain group of them sort of all in a year together, Lisa and Jess and Caitlin Thompson, and so it's been great now that they're all up and coming. And
you're loving it. It's nice to witness, I think.
Yeah, no, stunning.
They're going to take your job, you do know that. But that's the same as when you do radio.
Well, hopefully by then I'll be playing very different roles to them.
Good, I'm being funny.
No.
Josh, on that note, let's cheer it up. Are you ready?
Ooh. Go, boy.
Okay, Josh, listen, let me be fair. I can't believe that you did this. Now, if you sing nicely, I've got a voucher for you. Oh. All right? It is a Skin Sense Day Spa gift voucher. They are incredible. It's like you're going to Mini Bali, just down the road here from cliffcentral.com in Johannesburg. It really is beautiful. Looks, do you think it's you in Bali? Seriously. And this is a 700 rand treatment voucher to have a massage or nails done or hair, whatever you feel. So if you sing really well, you're all gonna get one. If you sing really well, okay, you did a great job the last time, so you're gonna get one anyway. But Josh, let's see what we're gonna do for this one. Who do you sing this with in the show?
This is the only song that I actually sing by myself.
This is hard, guys.
Oh no, I sang "I Wanna Rock" as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's a fantasy.
This is sort of everyone's favorite.
Yeah. Oh no, this is really cool. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Josh Ansley.
I don't know if I can sing this.
I know. Let's try. Let's try.
It's not. I don't know. I should have been gone. I don't know. Just pick a nice one.
I don't think I can sing that.
I should have been gone.
Isn't it?
Do Don't Stop Believing, though.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's do
How about we all do that?
That's cool. A nice one.
Yay!
Do a bit of BB. Michigan.
Everybody wants a thrill. Anything to roll the dice, just one more time. Some will win, some will lose.
Some are going to sing the blues.
Betting anything to roll the dice, it goes
on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the shadows searching in the night. Streetlights, people living just to find emotion, hiding somewhere in the night.
Well done, guys. Yay. That is from the musical Rock of Ages at the Teatro in Monte Cassino. Well done.
Sure, so debuting Journey at 9 a.m. in the morning.
So who wants a voucher? Will you use
Can we get new limbs there?
Yeah. Please.
You need, please hand them out.
Oh, thanks, Alan.
You see, everyone sings for their supper.
I would love a
voucher. I know. Isn't the voucher the key thing? So Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg's hosts a comprehensive range of expert beauty treatments for both women and men. Whatever you're looking for and however precious you'd like to be with your me time, you'll find it there with the perfect solution. The space is beautiful. It is, you can have a full body massage after a long, hard day. You can do your face, you can do your nails for special occasions. Walk through the door, it's matric season. They got specials for your daughters, for your sons, for the
entrepreneurs,
whatever you want to be. So please take advantage of the monthly deals at Skin Sense Day Spa. Find out more by going to skinsense.co.za. That's www.skinsense.co.za to book your treatment. They even have got an online store.
Beautiful.
Cool. So you go. By the way, if you don't want the treatment, you can actually buy something.
No, next week Monday. This is me.
I was just thinking that.
Sure.
I guess, see, I told you.
Thank you, Alan.
But in a moment's time, we're going to talk to the guys from Just Teddy. They've got the best confectionaries.
Okay, confectionery store.
Matthew, that's why. That is why.
Some think the key to the chocolate is the cocoa. Actually, it's a butter.
Oh, that's incredible, Fran.
They've got to see it, so we're going to have them in the studio. We're going to really sing for your supper. So let me take a seat because I want to introduce. We're going to have continue chatting with the cast in a second. I would like to now welcome to the show John Sinoli. He's just debuted his new single, I'm Just a Boy. John, what a great story. So you packed your bags from Lesotho.
Yes.
So you're a proper Basotho.
Yes, okay. The original.
The original. I'm not, but you know, you are from Lesotho, so you're the proper.
Okay. Yes.
Where are you from?
Lesotho, in...
Maseru?
No, just out of Maseru. Like, it's a 15, 20 minute drive.
So you pack your bags.
Yeah.
And then you walk up to a transport station and you come up to Johannesburg. What were you thinking? Because it's a beautiful story of a guy leaves his family at 17 just to move to a city, not knowing anything about what you're going to expect. Explain that. How brave are you, by the way? That's brave.
Not so. At first, I think I would. If I was my parents, I wouldn't have let me do that because.
In retrospect,
Joburg is rough. Okay. It's very, very rough, and I think if you come to Joburg not knowing how fast it is, you get lost in it, and it finds a way to consume you and like do things that aren't very good for you. So it was a risk, but like,
where did you stay? Did you know people?
Hey? Yeah. So I came here actually with my cousin because my cousin was like, I'm staying at home, I'm not doing anything, I'm kind of come to Johannesburg to look for a job. So I was like, let me just tag along. And then I found myself sitting in Centurion doing nothing. And then that's when, like, because when you have nothing to do, then you start fidgeting and like you're looking for stuff to do, and then you start hanging out with the wrong people.
What the devil's work? Idle hands.
You're
not busy. Yeah.
I don't know what to do with myself, and then I met a bunch of guys.
At Stageworks, that's how it's, and you...
No. So, the whole of 2015, I was in Centurion. I was supposed to be schooling.
What were you doing? Stupid thing.
Yes. I don't want to go into detail.
Don't do stupid things.
Yes, I was...
That's why you need a good mentor to give you a smack on the bum.
Thank God for Gemma and Matt.
Exactly.
Yeah, so in 2015, I wasn't doing anything. I was supposed to be going to a school, but I was doing other stuff. And then...
We got it.
Towards the end of the year...
That's very bad.
Towards the end of the year, my mom was like, I'm tired of paying for you to be in Johannesburg. I know you're not going to school. Come home. And she was like, my grandfather has kettle. You can herd kettle. And then I was like, no, actually.
It's, yeah, well hold on. You're going to misbehave and waste your people's time. You're going to come here to cap the kettle. That's it. It's called tough love. Yeah.
So,
right or wrong?
Yeah, so one of my friends called me. I don't know how she got my number. I don't know where she got it, but she called me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, hey, dude, you should audition for this Born to Perform show. And I was like, okay. She was like, do you still sing? I was like... Like, at the time when I used to sing, I didn't think I was good at all. I was just like, I'm a church boy. Any church boy can sing. Like, I can hold a note. And So she asked me to audition, and then I sent a video of me singing Ordinary People by John Legend. And then they sent me an email saying I have an official audition. I went through to that. I did that song there.
So when your album was released, and I saw you on stage in this year's Born to Perform. Okay. Well, your debut, your single, yes. Sorry, but yes. The album's coming.
Yes.
And back in the day, we used to call it albums, by the way. You used to have to release a whole CD. That's how it used to be. It sounds terrible, but Sito and I understand what that era was like. Sorry that you don't know that.
No.
But yes, nowadays you're launching on platforms, and you have to like go get your CD launch back in the day. And
yeah,
it sounds,
yeah.
So that's what how it used to
I'm
work. and I'm really not 1,000 years old. But so, John, you. What amazed me is that, you know, I've worked with Matt and the team, and I've always seen you hanging around, and all of a sudden, here's this massive talent that always you thought was, you know, maybe this guy was just, I don't know what, like a dancer or a ballerina, yeah. but really talented. So I want to play a bit of It's Just a Boy. Take a listen to the song, tell me what you think, and of course you can download the song.
Everywhere.
Still, I don't get it yet.
iTunes, like, Spotify, yeah, everywhere.
Let's take a listen to this.
Just a boy with a dream in my heart, just making my way to the start. I've got a smile and a song that I can sing. I've got a feeling that this could change everything.
Beautiful song, I'm Just a Boy. And that's so appropriate, Just a Boy that took that walk, eh? And see, I love it, eh? Well done. Are you enjoying? I don't know what's going on there, sorry. That's me, my fault. Don't touch buttons. Don't touch anything in general. But John, really brilliant stuff, eh?
Thank you.
Are you loving all of a sudden seeing your work and your energy take to the stages? You can hear it on radio. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you have top management trying to around you and building you. It's nice.
I do. I kind of like sometimes I sit by myself and I go, oh damn, this is actually happening.
Can you believe this is going on?
Yeah.
A small suggestion from me: if you don't behave, I'm telling you as your uncle here or as your auntie, everyone has said, I'm sending you back to those kettles.
If understood? I don't behave,
you must behave yourself.
Oh,
see, to talk about rock stars, eh?
How do you?
I'm joking.
Okay. Yeah.
But I love it, and we've got more songs coming out as we go into.
I think that's the thing for me. Like, this song was really just to say hi. I'm a singer songwriter.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. But there's other stuff that I really want to do. Like,
You and I are going to be working on a nice project together. I can't discuss it yet.
I hope so.
I can't discuss it yet. but everybody sings for their supper in this show. So that was obviously the. Yeah, so you ready for it, eh? Searching for a feeling.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for this one? No, you've got to sing, you've got to sing, boy. And remember, we've got people all watching, all the producers are listening.
No pressure.
There never is, not with me. Just hold on. Guys, sometimes when you push a YouTube video, there might be an ad. Just wait a second.
Well, I heard it come through here.
There is an ad, just hold this. I've got to give it 5 seconds. This is cliffcentral.com and get ready for the one and only Johnny. Are you ready, boy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why the song Searching for a Feeling?
It explains. Well, like, I don't know. I was listening to it last night and I was listening to it this morning and I resonate with it like right now. In the
Okay, so I'm happy. I'm happy that you do this. John, are you ready, boy?
Yeah.
Okay, take it away. The one and only John Sinole, he just released his debut single, I'm Just a Boy. It's rocking charts. Here we go.
I should have warmed up.
Shouldn't love me, waste your time. I'm way too messed up to feel. Find somebody who's just as kind. I'm mean and shallow, you see. What I heard round here confirms my fears. Can see myself through your eyes, and you won't get far with this cold, cold heart. Can't get you something I can't find. I've been searching for a feeling, I haven't found it yet. I hope I don't regret it. I've been searching for a feeling. See, I got every reason to feel. Tell me you want me. Tell me you need me to love you. See, I've been searching everywhere. And tell me you want me. Tell me you need me to love you. I've been searching everywhere.
Stuff. I love that. I love that. Well done.
Thank you.
How's that talent? Hey, leave the situ. Yeah, that's and it's a beautiful story. And I like the fact that you're able to say that you fell off the path. It happens, but you got back up and you lifted up and you're lifting up your spirits. And then the work is so good.
I think just to add on to like speaking about the fact that I messed up when I came here.
What did you do?
Let's
talk about it. Why not? Yeah.
So like.
I pretend I'm Oprah.
Before.
What?
Dr. Phil.
No, before I go into that, I just want to touch on what you said about like the fact that admitting that I did mess up. I think it's important for people to do.
We
that.
All do.
Yeah, because not a lot of people go, oh yes, it was me. Like, we tend to shift the blame on other people or their situation or where you are, and it's like, no, you can get out of that. Stop blaming. Like,
John, let me share something with you. It was something that was once said to me, and I took it to heart. Welcome to the fucking human race. You're not alone. Now, I had to put the F word in because I'm trying to get the point across. You're not alone. So please don't ever think, and this goes to anybody that thinks they are alone in their situation, or that their heart is broken from love, or that they have a problem with substance abuse, for example, or they've got no job. There are a lot of people that are in the same boat. You know, that's a part of the process of the journey of life, the long road of life. That's my drift hint. Yeah. Don't even go there yet. But let's go. So welcome to the race, because we're all a part of it, and we're all building, and that's the best, is to learn from mistakes, and you'll make a lot more, by the way, just in case. And that was the aha Oprah moment. I don't think she would. I don't think Oprah would have said the F word though. But let's. I'm not Oprah. There you go. This is clipcentral.com, and it's good to have a very special guest in studio. We've got the cast of Rock of Ages. We had Sita from Bonneboom on. I'm just throwing forward to some of the guests coming up. We've got Khan from the Parlatones coming in next week. We've got Peter Dirk Ace on the show. We've got more of the cast members. Craig O'Barney will be coming in. Zach Hendricks. Some more of the team will be coming in to play. Lois, by the way, blew my mind. Okay. And just again, you must see the show. It's at the Teatro, and it's superb. But I want to just touch on Lois, that I'll never forget when she auditioned, and I was one of the guest judges on Coca-Cola Pop Stars, and we took them, we workshopped, and now that's 18 years ago. Life is weird. I don't know what happened to me in that period, but it's good. So John, here we are. We're giving you another. Here we are. You go and have a nice.
Oh, wow! Oh,
you also get one, John. If you sing so well, you get a gift voucher from Skin sense day spot.
Thank you very much. I'm going to use this.
Now, let's shift slightly from music to food, because this show talks about entertainment, theatre. We do music. We have got the film and television. And then, of course, we look at one of my favourite things, which is food. Glorious food. And in particular, confectionery. I love pastries and confectionery. And then I walked past the store in Hyde Park. And I thought, wow, this is a very fancy shop. And then someone said, yo, but it's owned by Lebanese people. So I thought they were from Beirut, from Lebanon. Because I thought, this is such savoir faire. This is so beautiful. This is good. This is like not. And then I met Teddy and Jeffrey Zaki, and they were like, hello, my brother. How are you doing?
We're from Johannesburg, sir.
Hello, my hey. I was like, oh, Lord.
We're from Little Lebanon.
From the Little Lebanon in Johannesburg. Yeah, we're good humans. So firstly, Teddy, your claim to fame, okay, besides being Lebanese, or Lebanese origin, because that keeps you very famous, or infamous, depends how you want to say it, okay. But Teddy, is that you love to bake at home, and then you found out someone that's really shy like yourself gets entered by your two kids, okay, who are pastry chefs.
Well, my sister's a pastry chef. I just watch.
Okay.
But I'm not allowed to touch anything.
But weren't you... Did you not study...
No, I studied food and beverage management.
Okay, cool. And your sister's a pastry chef.
She's a pastry chef.
Okay, so this little... You see this... The son, the upstart, cheeky Lebanese child, goes and enters his child father into South Africa's... The Great South African Bake Off. And then... when he did that, how did you feel? Did you want to kill him?
There was a lot of people around, thank God, because there was a lot of witnesses, and if the rage came through, I wouldn't be speaking yet to you.
Okay,
honestly, it wasn't good.
You've got a good hiding.
Sure.
Okay.
I found Childline at the age of 21.
So, you enter the show. What do you think?
Well, I was walking through Pick and Pay and got on a call from the producer of the show asking me questions, saying, I just received your application form and it looks good. Can we have 20 minutes of your time to do a quick survey? Or a quick audition.
Did ask, was it fraud? Is this a fraudulent call?
Did you think was it Aaron Simpson?
I almost put the phone down.
And then you entered the show. Was it weird having all the cameras and having to cook under that pressure?
Yeah, immensely. It was, you're not in your own space. You totally violate it. There's cameras in every angle. There's people swarming around just waiting for you to mess up, actually, because at the end of the day...
And when you watch yourself on TV and you became famous in the Lebanese world, what did you think? Were people, I mean... And not in the world in general.
Yeah.
I mean, that pressure's on you because you're not a cook.
No.
I mean, you're a cook. You're not a chef.
No. Yeah.
So that must be that was quite crazy, don't you think?
Yeah, it was, and the British version of the show being so popular, it put a lot of pressure on the South African show too, because people were just waiting to see how good it or how it was going to measure up to the British show. So it was difficult.
So you brought some of the Just Teddy Confectionery in studio. I want to ask you, so tell me the inspiration around the shop. So we've got a platform that's promoting Teddy. You're the final two.
Yes.
Okay, in the Josh, you'll get this because you're not even that the final two, and then you didn't win it, but you came second.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you thought, well, okay, what was your job before this?
Property.
Okay, so I know you're a property developer.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you go like, okay, your son says, I can see, I know exactly where it comes from, Jeffrey. It's like, Daddy, you're going to open a shop.
Yes.
And that's what happened.
That's it. Yeah. Well, it was 3 years in the making. We started off as a market store and then grew from that. And we started supplying and then we just thought that we were diluting our own product by supplying.
Because the breads at some of the top places in the city,
again,
top restaurants, come from you, your bakery. All right.
And
so you thought, we might as well do it ourselves.
Do it ourselves. We're diluting our product. So we thought Hyde Park would be the key place to open up. Everybody knows Hyde Park's sort of one of your most prestigious shopping centers in the area. So we took a chance. We took them boxes of cake and we begged.
We basically bribed them with cake.
We bribed them with cake. Thanks.
In true Lebanese style.
The Leb reputation's really up there, isn't it? So great.
It's lovely.
All right. I want to ask Alexandra.
Yes.
Come here, please, love. Just take a seat there by John for a second. And Alexandra, because Alexandra spent years in... She's partly French, all right? And Alexandra, I want to play with you for a second because I thought... Firstly, what do you think?
I think they're absolutely gorgeous.
How do you say it? It's called a what?
C'est magnifique.
Is that a fine what?
Boulangerie et pâtisserie.
Okay, which means what?
Which means pâtisserie is the patisserie.
Okay.
Same word. And boulangerie is the pastry shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that Al, can I ask you a favor? Can you sing something in French for us? Because it's so appropriate. You see, I'm bad at it. How bad am I? You knew it's gonna come. So do you need a backtrack, or you can just a cappella? All right.
So this is
the name of French cuisine and. Okay, take it away.
Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je ne connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, me l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat.
I just want to eat a croissant right now. After that, I feel like something full of butter now.
on that note, would you like to have a croissant? Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to say
no. You can't say no. Okay, you see, over there. You got your voucher already. I can't get it. So in studio we have the Teddy and Jeffrey Zaki. It's called Just Teddy.
Croissant.
Oh, that's magnifique. Magnifique. Okay, all right, that's... If you've just joined me, this is the Spotlight on cliffcentral.com. In a moment's time, we're going to talk to Andre Morgenthal from the Old Vine Project. Should be joining me on the line in a moment. We'll talk to him, and some really special things happening. So the Tops Spa Wine Show is happening this week in Pretoria. Andre, welcome to the show. You're on the line.
Yes, how are you?
Good, thank you. Andre, what is the Old Vine Project?
Well, it's the preservation of our heritage, of the cultural heritage, looking after old vineyards, and also sort of developing a solution to make farmers more economically viable.
Andre, tell me, so how will you be featured at the show, and tell me what the stuff that you'll be doing at this particular show happening in Pretoria?
So the what we'll have is we'll have a stand where we'll pour some wine, but most importantly, we'll be part of the wine theatre.
Okay, yes.
But,
sorry?
So we'll be part of the wine theatre. So in other words, every day we'll have a session, and I'll do a presentation on old vines and a tasting as well, sort of educational, informative session.
Andre, what do you want to say about this particular project? Because it's about using... do you actually make the wines yourself? Do you work with the winemakers? Explain to me about the old vine project and what elements go into it.
We don't make wine ourselves. We facilitate a marketing platform for our members. We've got about 70 members at the moment, and it's vineyards that are 35 years and older, and these custodians make beautiful wines that are quite unique. It's quite a niche product because it's, you know, if you think about it, that we've got about 90,000 hectares under vineyard in South Africa, only 3,500 is 35 years and older. So it's a very special, unique initiative.
So I think this is great. Andre, do you have a website that people can go to find out more about your different partners and more information about you guys?
Yes, it's oldvineproject.co.za.
Okay, Old Vine Project. Not old wine, old vine. Get it right?
Old Vine Project.
And, of course, you'll be featured in Pretoria at the Spa Wine Show, which is going to be great. And I want you to come into the studio. Let's do some nice wine tasting and do some fun things.
Okay. When will suit you?
We're going to do it soon, my friend. I'll have my producers give you a call and you can join us.
All right.
And and this is a great project. Go up to the stand. By the way, just Andre, the whole show is great. The whole show is fun. And ultimately, I want to tell you, for a very little bit of money, you can taste so much wine that you can, seriously, like a drink, you can get so drunk. It's really for cheap. Sorry, Andre.
I don't mean to sound, it's not about getting drunk.
No, I know, I'm joking. That's why I said it. But for people, some people like that, you know. But ultimately, if you want to learn about wines and you want to drink a little bit and have a bit of fun, it really is cool. But I didn't mean it like that. I'm saying is that it allows you to really taste a lot, and it's worth it. It's worth buying that ticket. Thank you for joining us, my friend, and thank you for being with us on the show. And that's Andre Morgenthau from the Old Vine Project. All right, so I want to end with you, Jeffrey Zaki, at Just Teddy's Hyde Park. What else do you do there besides beautiful confectionery and wonderful bread, teas and cakes? I know that you've got a great halal that you provide a lot for that community. Okay,
halal friendly in terms of we purchase our stock through halal reputable suppliers. We have separate prep facilities.
Can people order cakes from you as
you
well?
You can.
Can they phone you?
You can phone in, go to our website. Our website just launched 2 weeks ago.
Tell us about it.
So it's www.justteddy.co.za, and you can see some of the cakes we've done in the past. There's a section for you to submit what you want. I know we're living in a day and age where people dream of something. They want it in a cake, whatever occasion it is, so you can find it on our website.
And you'll do it?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay. Cake boss. Lebanese cake boss. But really, I want to just say, this is it's a beautiful store. If you want to have a little girls' tea party, it's beautiful across the board for pre-matric dancers and something really special. And it really is dainty. The whole experience is a dainty, kind, perfect, beautiful experience. So don't miss the spot in Hyde Park called Just Teddy's, and yeah, it's great stuff. And of course, book buy cakes, and your stuff is, and it's all made there, by the way.
We make everything. We are only supplier.
Okay,
we supply ourselves.
So everything is made. It's really beautiful. Do you make some Lebanese cakes?
We do. The master sitting right here.
I know.
There's families that want to kill him for the recipes. That's why I'm almost like the protection in the family. I'm the bodyguard.
So Lebanese. But love it. Don't miss out on just teasing. Thank you guys for being in the studio. Top of the pops. All right. So guys, Josh, the cast of Rock of Ages are in studio. I think we need to sing a little something. What do you think?
All right, a little something. Yeah, we can do that. I've never played this on guitar before, but I think I can figure it out. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are we?
I don't know, he hasn't.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild. Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. Come see Rock of Ages at Monte Cassino, the Teatro Theatre. It's running Tuesdays to Sundays with double shows on Saturdays and Sundays. Yeah. We look forward to seeing you there.
Very quickly, Natasha, after this, where do you go?
I go back to China for Chicago.
Okay, but that's soon.
Like literally, yes. The day I finish Rock of Ages, the next day I do Chicago. Yeah.
Okay. Basically, Josh, you're like my new plaything. You just come into the studio. Okay? Yeah. No, I mean, I love you. Because it's always fun to have an instrument. And Nathan Rowe's not here at the moment, so we need stand-ins. JP Rousseau, tell me, firstly, are you loving, you said you're loving this particular role?
I am.
Are you doing Afrikaans theatre as well?
Yes, I just came from Aspusterki, the Afrikaans pantomime at the Pretoria State Theatre.
And lots of great stuff happening with the different festivals that are happening around the country. Of course, in that particular genre. Of course, it's good to see CakeNet heavily sponsoring CakeNet a lot of
booming,
stuff.
Bringing out so many Afrikaans, or so much Afrikaans films.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's the Afrikaans industry is really like taking off.
So it's gonna be cool. So thank you for joining us as well. Tell me, Alex, what are you up to?
I am with my lovely Natasha over here, going to China.
Back to China.
Back to China. In crime. For 9 weeks.
Okay, so sure, back to China.
Back to China.
And Josh?
After this,
corporate stuff, obviously, and then of course, we'll see you coming back to Here's to You.
Yes. Yeah. Here's to You starts again at the Peter Tureen next year in February.
Did you guys see that show? Wow. Just
we weren't here, but we got a little teaser. It's wonderful.
No,
things,
you're so just incredible stuff.
We're going to watch it when we come back.
Okay. John Tonoli, you released your new debut single, I'm Just a Boy. What are you up to? What's coming next? Are you releasing the second?
Yeah. More music, more gigs.
Are you loving it?
Yeah. I'm excited. There's, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that I want to do. So
yeah, we'll be working together, I think. Yeah. I've got a feeling. Just trust me on this one. The old auntie knows his stuff.
Awesome.
It's been really great to be with you here today on the show. I want to thank all my very special guests for joining us. I want to thank everyone who came into the studio. I also want to thank Sita from Vonneboom for being on the line. Also, PJ Powers comes in next week with Khan from the Parlatones. PJ and Peter Dirk Ace. It's going to be quite a rock show next. It's going to be really cool. And we'll see some of the other cast members. Josh, you'll probably come back in next week. Do you like vouchers? You're going to get lots. I want you to play something for Peter Dirk. We've got to sing Maisari Mare or something now. No, we've actually done that before. It's really been good to be with you here today. I hope that you have a very, very good, safe and wonderful week ahead. And remember, keep smiling, support the arts, support our restaurants. We've got great stuff. And I keep saying this to you, I promise you now, I say this to you, keep this in mind. When you're going to spend $200 overseas and it costs you 400 rand here, watch it here, because if it's not, it's as good or if not better. I want to play out with the song. It is John Sonoli's hit, I'm Just a Boy. I'm Alan Ford. It's good to be with you. Look after yourself.
I'm just a boy with a dream in my heart.
CliffCentral.com